The following is a lecture entitled Self-Realization, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 15th, 2009, in Burgas, Bulgaria.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending this program of the Hare Krishna movement. We have asked you to come here tonight because we want to introduce to you the most sublime wisdom. This wisdom is so sublime that it will free you from all anxieties. You will live a life completely free from fear. You become completely blissful, totally ecstatic, absolutely enlivened in all times, all places, and all circumstances. Simply, it requires you properly understand and properly practice this secret science known as bhakti. It is not difficult to master this bhakti science. You simply have to execute it under expert guidance, that's all. Just like if you want to make banana cake, it is not difficult to do it expertly. You simply require a good recipe, and you must carefully follow the recipe. It is that simple thing. And then you will get very nice banana cake. So we are going to teach you the formula how to make your whole life like wonderful banana cake. Where every moment is like eating a most delicious banana cake, you see. We're going to give you the recipe tonight. And we're going to tell you how to follow that recipe. And if you will follow our instructions, you will become one of the happiest people on this planet. That is a fact. I am not joking. I'm talking very seriously. Just because I'm feeling so ecstatic doesn't mean that I'm not serious. I can tell you, because of this process which I've been practicing now for 38 years, I feel absolutely ecstatic. And that's why I'm traveling all over the world. Because I want you to feel absolutely ecstatic too. There's one thing I hate. You know what that is? I hate to see people miserable. There's no reason for anybody on this planet to be miserable. Everybody can be swimming in an ocean of bliss at every minute. It is simply due to ignorance that people are suffering, that's all. My spiritual master is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Has taught me this science of bhakti. You know how much he charged me? Zero. He gave me this knowledge absolutely free. And he ordered me, I must freely give it to you. If I were to charge money for this knowledge, I could be a millionaire overnight. Because this is the most valuable knowledge anywhere in the world. But I know that you can't afford to pay $1,000 for tonight's lecture. So I'm giving it to you for free. Actually, this lecture is worth $1,000 per head. At least $1,000 per head. But I'm giving it to you absolutely free. Because I love you. I want you to be happy. It's as simple as that.
You cannot give the rate for the lecture.
Huh?
You cannot give any kind of price for the...
It simply gives the idea. Maharaji says there can be no price tag on this lecture. Even if we charge you $1,000,000, it would not be sufficient for the value of this lecture. Even if we charge you all the money available on this planet Earth in all the countries of the world, it still would not be sufficient. So no one can afford, even Bill Gates could not afford this lecture. So we have no choice but to make it free of charge for you. So, what is this amazing science of bhakti? The first thing you have to understand is, who are you? Are you that body? You see? We normally think, I'm the body, you see. We think, I'm a man. I'm a woman. You see? We think in terms of the body. I'm a little kid. I'm an old senior citizen. I'm white, I'm black, I'm Bulgarian. I'm American. You see? We think in terms of this body. But you know what that body actually is? It is simply a costume of an actor on the stage. It's simply a costume that you're wearing right now in this act of the play. This is not the same body you had when you were a little baby. Because the body is changing at every minute. At every minute, the old blood corpuscles are dying off, and the new blood corpuscles are taking their place. Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehino spinyata dehe komaram jovanam jada tatha dehantara prap Tir diras tatranam huyati. Chapter number 2, text number 13. He says, as the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death. The self-realized souls are not bewildered by such a change. So that is the first lesson. Do not be bewildered by the change of bodies.
не се объркате от промените в тялото.
Don't think, oh, now I'm getting old and my life is over.
Не дейте да си мислите, о, сега устарявам и живота ми ще свърши.
You are eternal.
Вие сте вечни.
You are simply changing costumes, that's all.
Вие просто сменяте дрехите си, костюми.
When this body is finished, you will get another body.
Когато това тяло е свършено, ще получите ново тяло.
And we will teach you tonight how to get a better body than the one you have now. Why trade in a rotting body for another rotting body? Why not trade this body in for a body that never gets old, never gets sick, and never dies? You see, we have been caught up in the cycle of birth and death for millions and millions of births. It's described in the Vishnu Purana. Jalaja Navalakshani Stavala Lakshavinshati Kramaya Ruddha Sankhya Kapakshinom Doshalakshanam Trinshalakshani Parshavaha Chatur Lakshani Manashaha. That there are 8,400,000 different species of life. There are 900,000 different types of aquatics. 2 million types of plants and trees. 1.1 million types of worms and reptiles.
1,100,000
In this way, all the species are enumerated in the Vishnu Purana. So we've been changing body after body after body after body after body for millions and millions of lifetimes. But in each and every body we had to get sick, we had to get old, and we had to die. But the science I am teaching you tonight will teach you how to not take birth again in another material body. This technique will guarantee punarjanma navijate, that you will not take birth again. That you will enter into the spiritual world at the time of death, where life is eternal, full of knowledge, and absolutely ecstatic at every minute. And the amazing beauty of this process is this. You don't have to wait for death to enter into that world. You can enter into that world right now. Even while you're situated in your present body. All you have to do is take advantage of the mantra. If you will chant the mantra with faith and devotion, this mantra, like an airplane, which is much better than Bulgarian air. I just flew on Bulgarian air this morning. And tonight I just flew on the Hare Krishna Airlines. And I can tell you that Hare Krishna Airlines is much better than Bulgarian Air. Bulgarian Air will take you to, you know, to London, to Moscow, to Varna, to Burgas. But this Hare Krishna Airlines will take you all the way to the spiritual world. Anytime that Sophia is bringing you down, you understand? Anytime that Sophia is making you feel bad, you see. You just have to hop on this airplane and take off into the spiritual sky. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And if you will learn the science of bhakti, you can stay in that sky 24 hours a day. Even while you go about your normal daily activities here in Sofia, you become a transcendental personality, a spiritually enlightened being, who, although doing their worldly duties in a very expert way, is simultaneously situated in the spiritual sky. This is mystical. And this is real. You can be living in this dimension at every minute. You simply have to learn from the bona fide spiritual master and the advanced devotees how to enter into this consciousness and how to always remain in this consciousness. You have to give up sinful activities. That's why very few people will actually do this. They're too attached to their sinful activities. But those who have actually tasted this bliss of Krishna consciousness, they can easily give up all sinful activities. Because whatever pleasure they got from those sinful activities is nothing compared to the bliss they get from Krishna consciousness. I mean, aren't we pleasure seekers by nature? Is there anybody here who's not a pleasure seeker? Let's admit it. We're all pleasure seekers. So, an intelligent pleasure seeker, he's going to do whatever gives him the most pleasure, isn't it? That's why someone who's Krishna conscious can easily give up all types of sinful activities. Because they're getting millions of times more pleasure from Krishna consciousness than they did from any type of sinful activities. Okay, now comes the heavy part of the lecture. What are the sinful activities we give up? Now we're going to cut into your material attachments. It's going to be a little painful. So just hear carefully and try not to be disturbed. Because this chanting will give you, I promise you, will give you so much more pleasure than you get from any of these activities. It may seem artificial to give them up, but once you get a taste of Krishna consciousness, you'll want to give them up. So what is the first thing we give up? It's based on compassion. Let me ask you this question. Would you eat your little brother? Or your little sister? What if they are mentally retarded? Would it be okay to eat your little brother or little sister? No, of course not. That idea is preposterous. So we have many, many little brothers and sisters who are mentally retarded compared to us. They are called the animal kingdom. So that is one of the first principles. We give up meat eating. We don't eat the cow, we don't eat the chicken or the fish or the pig or the lamb or the snake. Now in China they like to eat snake and dog also. Who would think of in Bulgaria of eating a dog? No one would want to eat a dog here in Bulgaria. So in the same way, why? Because the dog is our best friend, isn't it? The dog is very dear, you see. So who would want to eat a dog, you see? So the cow is even a better friend than the dog. She gives us milk, yogurt, cheese, sour cream, whipped cream, ice cream, so many wonderful things the cow gives us. Actually, our first mother gives us her breast milk. And then, after a few months, we stop taking our mother's breast milk and we take the breast milk of the cow. She is our mother then. So, what kind of culture is it that wants to eat their mother? It's crazy culture. It's a mother-eating culture. So the first thing we do, we stop eating our mother, you see. We do not kill the cow and eat. We take her milk and we offer that to the Lord. And when she is too old to give us milk, then we give her a very nice retirement program. To thank her for all the loving service she has given by her milk. You see. So especially this cow killing, it is most sinful thing. But we are kind upon all the animals. And we don't take any intoxications either, like cigarettes or coffee, tea or alcohol. Because these things cloud our consciousness. Why do you need liquor to get high when you can chant Hare Krishna and get high? We also don't waste our money on gambling, on lottery or casino. Gambling means you throw your money away, that's all. Spend that money in the service of God. That is a sure bet. And the last thing is, we give up illicit sex. Why? Because sex is based on the concept of the body. I am male. You are female. Okay, let's enjoy. You see? This is the bodily concept. But one who realizes they are not the body. This male-female business, it is not very interesting. Because it brings the consciousness back down to the carnal level. When you realize you are not your body, then you can have a loving relationship with God at every minute.
Вие може да имате любовни взаимоотношения с Бога всеки момент.
And that loving relationship with God is more wonderful than any sex pleasure you could ever have. So we don't give up sex completely. We simply give up the illegal sex, the illicit sex. We utilize sex for what God made it for. What is that? Babies. Sex means for babies. That's what sex is for. If you want baby, you can have sex. If you don't want baby, give up sex. Simple thing. This is called natural birth control. So in this way, we follow these principles. Not like shackles, but these are regulated principles of freedom from all anxieties. And we take our pleasure in diving deep into that sweet ocean of the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So, to practice this process, you should every day chant Hare Krishna. Get some beads. The devotees will give you some chanting beads. If you ask them for chanting beads, they will give you chanting beads and show you how to chant on the beads. And before you eat, offer your vegetarian food to God. By eating that food which has been offered to God, you become sanctified by your eating. And then you should every day, instead of reading the newspaper or looking at the news on television, you can read the greatest news of all, Bhagavad Gita. In this way, you become very happy and satisfied. So read the scripture, chant the names of God, give up sinful activities, and bow down before the Lord. If you will do these things under the guidance of the spiritual master and senior devotees, then I can guarantee you this will be your last life in this material world. I can promise you very soon you will see God face to face, eye to eye. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Шрила Прабхупад, идвайки, дава източната култура, ведическото знание. Кое е това най-важно нещо, което го е накарало него да трансформира своето поведение от един американец, от един млад американски джентълмен, да тръгне по пътя на Кришна съзнание? Кое е нещото, което го е привлякло първоначално?
We know that Srila Prabhupada came into America at the time when the hippie movement was prominent, and you were also there at that time. And his question is, what made the transformation within you? What was this feature of Krishna consciousness which attracted you and which transformed you.
Prabhupada's mercy. There's nothing like it anywhere in the material world. Inconceivable mercy. I wanted that mercy. As much of it as I could get. And the only way to get that was to surrender. Yasyam prasadahat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadanagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one makes spiritual progress, and without his mercy, nobody can make any advancement. So how do you get the mercy of the spiritual master? Ye yata mang papajante tangs tathai vabhajam yaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So the more you surrender to the spiritual master, the more you get his mercy. How much Guru Prasad do you want? That will you get according to your degree of surrender. Questions next.
Yeah. Ние не можем да поддържаваме нечистите.
How to be enthusiastic, how to increase our enthusiasm while performing devotional activities.
How to be enthusiastic and increase enthusiasm. Well, I can tell you my secret of how I've always been enthusiastic.
Аз мога да ти кажа, да ви кажа моята тайна, как винаги съм поддържал ентусиазма си.
For the last 38 years. When I first joined, I was associating with a very, very enthusiastic devotee. His name was Vishnu Janaswami. Being with him was like being at a festival 24 hours a day. Because he was always thinking how to spread this movement to all the fallen conditioned souls. So when I got my initiation, Prabhupada was in London, was not there, he was overseas. So as you know, at the time of initiation you give Guru Dakshina to the spiritual master. You collect some donations and you give that to the spiritual man. So Prabhupada was not there in Austin for me to give him the dakshina. I had to mail him a letter. So I was thinking, here's a very good opportunity. I can write Prabhupada a letter now. Oh, very good opportunity. So I told my beloved Srila Prabhupada that I want to spread this Krishna Ganges movement. And he wrote me back very nicely. He said, I can see that you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy, eager to spread this Krishna Ganges movement. And then he gave me an order. He said, continue enthusiastically as you are doing and surely Krishna will bless you. So I decided I would take advantage of that order. and get more and 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 more blessings from Krishna. So I've been following that order now ever since I got that letter in 1971. And I'm feeling how I'm getting more and more and more blessings of Krishna. Because my guru promised me that my being enthusiastic would attract the mercy of Krishna. So on the order of my spiritual master, with his hint, mercy, I have always been enthusiastic. About Krishna consciousness, about the Krishna consciousness movement, and about expanding this movement to engulf the entire planet in the tidal wave of Krishna consciousness. So, I am ordering you also, you are my disciple. My order to you is that you should continue enthusiastically. I saw how enthusiastic you were at the airport the other day when you greeted us. So you kindly maintain and increase this enthusiasm. Throughout your entire life, and I can absolutely guarantee you that surely Krishna will bless you. Next question.
Is there a minimum level that one should achieve in order to spread this movement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Faith. You must have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you have that faith, then you can push forward this movement. Do you have that faith? Yes. Then you must take that faith and share it with the world. Everyone you meet, you tell them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That they should surrender to Him. Let's make a revolution here in Bulgaria. That everyone in Bulgaria must become Krishna conscious. You should push forward that revolution here. Next question. Yeah.
He has a colleague, military man, and he saw him once eating meat, drinking, and simultaneously speaking very enthusiastically about Krishna. So he's asking how to perceive this situation.
His colleague
was eating meat, drinking,
and glorifying Krishna?
Yes, and glorifying Krishna.
Well, you know what Prabhupada said about the drunkard drinking the wine. Prabhupada said that the raso hum apsu kontaya, Krishna says, I am the taste of all liquid things. So he said, if the drunkard thinks the taste of the wine is Krishna, he becomes the greatest yogi. So let him continue to glorify Krishna. Whatever nonsense he may do, you encourage him to continue glorifying Krishna. And by that glorification, he'll become the greatest devotee of the Lord.
There's two ways of remembering Krishna, particular and anukula and particular. So, if someone is doing particular way, how his Krishna consciousness will develop?
Има два начина да се помни Кришна, практикува и анукула. Един е благоприятен, другия е неблагоприятен. Ако човек помни по неблагоприятен начин Кришна, как ще е напредна?
There is a difference between someone who knows the process and knowingly violates it, and someone who is completely caught up in sinful life and starts to add Krishna. Yes. There's a difference.
But if someone
let him translate. Okay. Wait.
Има разлика между някой, който знае процеса, но съзнателно го нарушава, и между някой, който говори за Кришна, но е просто още обвързан с греховни дейности.
Prabhupada gives the example of the drunkard becomes the greatest yogi by drinking the wine and thinking that it is Krishna. Wait, let him translate. You have to be patient. Let the translations happen, and then you speak. Go ahead.
My friend, I was just thinking that if a devotee encourages them, and he says, oh yeah, if I go on eating meat, then I can become Krishna conscious, and next life I'm going to become a yogi. Then how is going to, that is by doing...
No, I'm not saying to encourage them to keep eating. Encourage them to keep talking about Krishna. That's what I said. I never said to encourage them in the eating
meat.
You encourage him to keep glorifying Krishna. Vishayavani Vartante Nirahara Shadehina Rashavarshang Rishopyasha Parang Drishtani Vartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from 259. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he becomes fixed in consciousness.
Въплътената душа може да се въздържа от сетивото наслаждение, но въпреки това вкусът и към сетивните обекти остава. Когато изпита по-виш вкус, тя престава да бъде привличана от сетивото наслаждение и съзнанието остава устойчиво.
So, Prabhupada said, first make them Krishna conscious and gradually introduce rules and regulations.
Затова Шрила Прабхупада каза, първо им дайте Кришна съзнание и постепенно въведете и правилата и предписания.
In fact, you may be shocked to hear this. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told his disciples, this is probably when they came to the UK, I don't know where the place, but he told them to attract people to hear about Krishna, they could serve meat.
Do you know that?
But our prasadam is so attractive, we don't have to do them. Actually, vegetarianism is becoming very popular now. People know this meat eating is not a very healthy thing. They know it's bad for the environment. There is a city now in Belgium called Ghent. In that city, the government has mandated one vegetarian day every week. All the government officers, they will be a vegetarian once every week. All the government officers in that city will go vegetarian once a week. And they will introduce it in the schools also. And they're encouraging everybody in the whole city to be vegetarian once a week. Because the carbon footprint of meat eating is very, very bad. The environmental impact of meat eating is very, very, very destructive upon the environment. In other words, a vegetarian diet is environmentally friendly. So, it's becoming more and more popular now. Everyone's worried about global warming. By being vegetarian, you will help to hold off global warming. You'll save money also. You'll be more healthy. And you'll be able to offer your food to Krishna before eating. You can't offer him meat, he won't take it. God is a vegetarian. So if you want to offer your food to him before you eat it, you have to be a vegetarian. So, are there any last questions?
Yeah.
Actually, in Bulgaria, when we are on Sangeetam distributing books, and sometimes we are talking about vegetarianism more loudly. When we are on Sangeetam, sometimes we meet people, and we are talking to them. We are explaining about something about vegetarianism. You know, we have some vegetarian cookbook, and we are talking about yoga and these things that we are doing yoga. And some of the people, they say that, in fact, very soon we are also going to become vegetarian and maybe even yogis, because we don't have money to buy meat. And very soon we are going to become very skinny, like a yogis, looking like a yogis. Because
but tell them, if you come to eat our Krishna yoga food, you'll be nice and plump.
Когато разпространяваме книги и говорим на хората за вегетарианство и за йога, и много от тях казват, че нямат, че така е тръгнало, че ще стигнат до там, че понеже нямат пари и ще станат и те вегетарианци. Нямат пари и ще купат месо. И скоро време ще стигнат до там, че ще станат и те вегетарианци принудително, и дори йоги, слаби като йоги. Нали? Представата за йоги е, че един слаб и че си изглутнал корема.
I'll tell them what I said.
Вие може да им кажете, че ако дойдат и ядат от храната на Кришна или Кришна Прасарам, те ще станат така много добре пълни, закръглени и в много добра форма.
И Кришна ми е изнати скини.
Самия ти не си много кожа и кост.
Okay, there's a question over here.
Аз самия в моят живот, в кръчно съзнание, съм... Добре, не трябва да го кажа. Имам такъв навик, в принцип, като нещо, като тръгнем на зле, просто да го зачерпим и да се опитам да започна много. В кръчно съзнание съм направил много грешки и продължавам да правя много грешки. И имам грешни концепции за кръчно съзнание. Възможно ли е да... Възможно ли се започне на чисто кръчно съзнание?
Maybe he can translate.
What's the question?
He says that in his personal life, in Krishna consciousness, he has made many mistakes and he had many wrong conceptions about Krishna consciousness. And his question is it possible to remove these wrong conceptions and to start anew?
Yes. Next question. Yes.
I was thinking to ask something about the... because you spoke about the four regulative principles, and regarding this, is it that this is just the beginning base of what should the devotees follow? But ultimately, every devotee must give up much more, must give up all selfish desires, all egoistic desires, and all desires for enjoyment, for personal enjoyment, in order to continue successfully and to get this spiritual taste and to advance more and more in the spiritual life.
Now translate it for me.
Неговия въпрос беше дали тези четири регулиращи принципа, за които се говори, са само основата, която човек трябва да следва, а вече след това, за да може да продължи, не е ли така, че трябва да изостави и много други неща, особено себични желания, егоистични желания за собствено наслаждение?
Yes, Krishna consciousness means pure selflessness.
Да, Кришна съзнание означава чисто.
When we begin, we are completely, when we in material consciousness, we are completely self-centered. And we realize this self-centeredness is causing me misery. We take to the path of Krishna consciousness. And as you become more Krishna conscious or more God centered, you naturally become less self centered. If you were 2% Krishna conscious, you were 98% self centered. If you were 40% Krishna conscious, you were 60% self centered. So the idea is that the more you increase your Krishna consciousness, the more you become God-centered. Your self-centeredness will gradually dwindle into nothing. And you will reach that stage when you have no desire except to please Krishna with your every thought, word, and deed. That's the platform of pure bliss. To whatever degree we are still self-centered, to that degree we must suffer. So the intelligent person realizes my self-centeredness is causing me to suffer, therefore let me get rid of it as soon as possible. Yes.
Кришна съзнание също има неща, които ни харесва да ги правим, като например да приемем прасадам и неща, които не ни харесва да ги правим. Това означава ли, че ако вършим правилно служене, което ни харесва? В Кришна съзнание също има разни неща, които ни харесва да ги правим и неща, които не ни харесва да ги правим. Има служения такива. Примерно, харесва ни да приемем прасадам или харесва ни да разпространяваме книги, да кажем или да сме в алтара, нещо, което на нас ни харесва. Това означава ли, че трябва да избягваме служенията, които ни харесват и да приемем служенията, които не ни харесват?
In Krishna consciousness there are services that we like to do, like eating prasada or distributing books or offering puja, and there are some other services we do not like to do. Does it mean to in order to be selfless that we have to do the services that we don't like to do?
Yes. And the best thing is, the best way to advance is find those services you don't like and do them. Until you learn to like them. And keep looking for services you don't like and do those services. So there's nothing that you don't like to do for Krishna. If you always try to manipulate yourself to do only those things you like to do for Krishna, then you won't advance very quickly. So whatever you don't like to do for Krishna, do that for Krishna. As much as possible. That is one of the insider secrets for rapid advancement.
One of them, there are many.
I have many insiders. I could write a whole book called The Insider Secret for Advancement in Krishna Consciousness. And there are many of them. And that is one of them.
This one was very enlightening for him.
Enlightening?
Yes.
Yeah. So now you follow that advice. You're feeling enlightened by hearing about that concept. Now if you will do it, you will be 100,000, a million times even more enlightened by doing it.
I'm starting from this. He's starting from tonight.
Very good. Thank you very much. Stop now. Kids are getting restless. All right, that means we can stop now at Prashad. Are we going to give one last chance? All right, we'll give him. This is the last question then. Go ahead.
It's not a question. He wants to.
All right, then we'll save it for next time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.